and all that. And I've given hugs because I'm ready to boogie, you know, get out of there so that we don't get yelled at. And Thatcher, Tim goes, wait, wait, let's pray. So we were huddled up behind the car. It was so sweet. But I'm like, oh. I'm stressing, thinking like, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's pray. And so we're all huddled up, you know. And anyway, which you should be allowed to just say goodbye for 2 seconds. Yes. I understand if you're there like having a conversation for, but I almost died. I was like, we can't pray. They're going to get us.
We can't call on the name of the Lord because of the security guard.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome, peeps. See how I did that?
Peeps. That was great.
Almost Easter.
That was great. That was so thematic. Oh,
see?
Good job. What episode are we at?
Episode 30.
30? We're hitting our stride. We're getting...
Kids are in school.
We're paying tuition. We don't know. 30. I don't know. What do you do when you're 30? You get a mortgage. Anyway.
Hey, M Square, at episode 50, you know that, you know, you kept saying we need to come to your beach house. Oh. It's on, baby.
Oh, that's right. It'll be in August, but that's okay.
No, wait. Is she still listening? Because she's quit, like.
I haven't heard from her for a while.
No.
We may ought to check on her. M Squared, are you okay? Donna,
check on M Squared. M Square, you still living?
Are you with us? If she's like the rest of us, she's just gotten all fire busy and, because she's got kids still in at home and all that. So anyway, there you go. There's an M Squared update. I'll have to get a theme song for her now, too. Good grief.
That's right.
Oh, what's going on? What you been doing? Catch us up.
Well, you're the one that needs, you've had a much more exciting week than I have.
Well, that's probably true. But
so, give us the scoop. Yeah, give us the scoop.
Well, we got back late last night. We didn't leave the airport here in St. Louis to come home till like.
Wait, tell us where you've been.
We've been to Florida. We've been to beautiful. Y'all, listen. It is in the 30s here in St. Louis. It's cold. It is sunny today, but Hudson said it's been raining and awful and miserable all last week.
It's been pretty rough. Not so rough. Really, it's not been rough. It's just been cold.
No, it's just as it is
and
what it is.
Gloomy.
So
yeah.
I do understand why people go. I never was a Florida spring break person. That just wasn't. But I completely, I'm going to have to start. In fact, I said, we need to start doing this. I said, we need to have every spring, every March, a Broyles Blakely spring break in Florida. And Batch and Jess come down, you know, we make a time when we all come and we have our own like spring break. Everyone was for it. So we had a great time. We went to Florida. We stayed with Jess's at her house with her mom and dad, and which was delightful.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Time out one.
Okay.
Did Tim break anything?
No.
Joni,
I don't think he did.
Oh, okay. Let me think. Just a little update. Jim Broyles breaks something everywhere he goes.
It's really true. I don't think he did, Jones.
Okay. We may be.
I'm trying to think if anything like crashed. Nothing that I know of. No, I think we're good. I think he was on really good.
Resume. You stayed at Jess's parents' house.
We didn't break anything. Yeah. No, it was just delightful. We were there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, probably. I don't remember. Got there last Wednesday and we hit the ground running. I mean, we got in at like 1 or noon. Yeah. So it was great. So it was a good time.
You survived the airline.
I got on so many tin cans, Joni.
I'm so proud of you.
I only got nervous, the very first flight.
Yeah.
It's a, you know what I mean? Like it's the very first one. Cause we had to go to Baltimore. We flew to Baltimore and then we had to do Baltimore to Fort Lauderdale. So that was kind of weird. I'm like, where? That's the wrong way. And then we get on and it's a full flight, you know, you always just love it. And Cornhead Tim didn't get us checked in. Really, you know, you got to check in 24 hours ahead to get your boarding group for Southwest. Anyway, we got checked in, but we were in boarding group C, which is not a huge deal, but needless to say, we get in there and it's a really full flight, which is fine, but we didn't get to sit together. I didn't even have my Timmy security blanket.
No.
I was with strangers on the first flight.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I didn't either, but it was like, they were like, take whatever seat you can get. Cause it's what, so I did get the very front row, the very front, which is always nice. You have more leg room and,
I
sat in the middle. I sat between two very nice ladies. So that was very, I didn't sit by anyone weird. Okay. I didn't have any hairy dudes, you know, nothing like that. So they were very nice and helpful, but we were kind of quiet. We just visited a little bit. Hey, where are you going? Blah, blah, blah. And then I started to get a little male nervous. A little bit of mental nervous, like it's when they shut that. It's the claustrophobia. It's that you can't get off the plane now.
Yeah.
Do I want to get off the plane? No.
It's just the thought of knowing that
it's the fact that I can't.
Yeah.
So, and it's only really on that first flight. So here I am. I'm not with Tim, but I have to be sort of cool because I'm with strangers. Like I can't just have a full blown. It's not like you're there. That I can just be mental anyway. But it was fine, and then it passed. Literally, as soon as we got going. And took off and all that. It was fine. So, a little bit of turbulence on that, both legs of that flight. We had a little bit of wind on the landing, which I hate, like gusts, like bad gusts.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Which I always just tell myself, I'm like, and it really works for me. I'm like, listen, these guys know what they're doing. It's weird
they
for
do
me.
It, yeah.
They know what they are doing.
They do it, you know, three or four times a day.
They're doing it all day long.
Yep.
Yes, accidents happen, but they know what they're doing. So what feels like we might die to me, they're just like,
it's just their job. They're just another day in the life.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was good. So then I wasn't mental nervous on any other flights and no incidents.
So you found where you're doing the rehearsal dinner.
We did. We had found that. They had suggested that before. And it's this great place. It's called the Twisted Tuna.
All right.
That's right up your alley.
It is right up my alley. It's
twisted.
Okay.
It's a twisted.
And what kind of dress am I going to have to buy?
You need to get, you probably already have, to be honest, but the rehearsal dinner is going to be kind of, because we talked about it. I said, Jess, what are we doing? What are we, you know, and I think they're going a little more like kind of tropical-y, like Florida clothes, you know. Theme nice, like the guys can wear nice shorts or you know, khakis or chinos.
So, I don't need my formal,
okay. You can if you want to come dressed like the fairy godmother.
I will come in as the fairy godmother. I'm gonna carry my wand with me,
wear your crown. You're welcome to do that. No, so I think it'll be kind of like a little more tropical. You know, I might try to get
sundress.
Some kind of,
I can wear a sundress.
Sundress. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you probably have perfect because you've got all those cute little dresses. But anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be the rehearsal dinner. It's going to be really nice. We already have the food. You know, we got to see the room because it had been recommended by people that Jess knew and all that. The food, you know, looks great and everything. And so we did go and eat there on one of the days. We had lunch and it was really good. The guys had... I don't know what all they had. Tim and Thatch had some oyster situation and sushi and all this, but it's got a variety of food. So we ate. Everything was delicious. The service was really good. And the room is really nice. Upstairs room, all private. We were like, hey. Okay. So we can just, you know, do what we're going to do. Get your stories ready.
Okay.
They want people to share. It'll be sharing time.
Okay.
I said, are you sure that you want certain people from Savannah, Tennessee to share? And they're like, oh yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah. So that was good. It was really good to see everything. We went to the wedding venue and all that. And I sent you that one picture and it's just really, really pretty. We think nailed down where the actual ceremony is going to be and all that, which was, you know, on Jess's and Thatcher's radar to get that worked out. We met with the florist and she came out and did, you know, we just did, it was great to see stuff. You know, pictures are great, but they don't.
Now, so is the wedding going to be on the beach?
No, it's not. It's going to be up because they toyed. So the reception is in a building, but the wedding is going to be outdoors, but not on the beach, which is the best decision. First of all, sand and people, and you have to then go barefoot, which is, you know, fine, but they didn't want to do that. And
I've already got my pedicure scheduled.
Okay, that's good. That's good because toes can be out. Toes are going to be out.
No.
All the toes are going to be out. But the other thing with the beach is, I mean, there's a couple of things. It's loud. It's very loud, like the waves and the wind and everything. It's windy.
Yeah.
So then you're trying to construct this arch or whatever you're doing.
Even one of Caleb's friends, they live just on the river here.
Yeah.
And she planned a wedding outside at her house, and it was beautiful. I mean, it was beautiful, but it just happened that day that it was very, very windy, and you could not hear one single word.
And even in
the microphone, all you could hear was shh.
Oh, yeah. You know, so it just mics the wind. Yeah, it just was.
It was rough.
It was too much, too many negatives, and also, like, I mean, it's a beautiful beach and a beautiful, you know, all that, but also I'm like, you're also just going to have like random people like with their umbrellas and their lawn chairs and Speedos. And I'm like, I just can't like, what if some thong situation? We just don't need it. We don't need that.
Yeah.
We don't need that for the backdrop of your day.
Yes. Yes.
And also the sand, let me tell you what, because we did spend a little afternoon after we went to the venue the second time to meet with the florist. Then we brought all our towels and beach stuff and umbrella and we hung out. I went in the ocean and I didn't get hit by a shark.
All right. Did you see Megan?
No, but I have an update.
Okay.
I hope that you know about. Anyway, we'll have a Megan update.
Okay.
No, I love going in the ocean. But anyway, it was beautiful the day. The water was blue. I just went out and chilled in the waves. But anyway, the sand, though, was burning hot, like painful hot to get. It was already, you know, and so, you know, in July,
that's a little surprising, though.
It was hot. That day was warm. That day was in the 80s, but there you go. Yeah. It was like to where you almost couldn't walk, you know, you had to keep going. So we were like hot sand. And I mean, sand cools off really quickly as soon as the sun, it doesn't retain heat. Yeah. It doesn't retain, you know, but anyway. So all of those factors, they were like, nope, we're going to do it in this really pretty, where there's a view of the ocean through these pretty sea grape trees. And then it's up a little higher. So like if there are people on the beach, they're not in your center of focus. No, you don't have Mr. Speedo coming walking behind your service, you know, with his corona.
Well, it depends on what Mr. Speedo looks like. But unfortunately, it's always the ones usually you don't want to see.
That's 100% correct. And it's always like a American flag situation or something. Yeah. I can't. The Megan update is not as I sent you. So we're at the wedding venue. And the second time, I think it was, the building that the reception is going to be in has deck and railings and down to the beach and all that. So it's got wooden railings. And Tim and I are just standing there. We're just looking out at the beach and looking at the water. And I look down on the railing, you guys, and carved into the railing, it says Megan.
It's a sign. It's a sign. She's coming to the wedding. That
Megan
sea turtle is
has
going to be
sent
at the
us
wedding.
A yep. message
from beyond the blue.
No, I kid you not, guys.
From beyond the blue.
I look down and Megan. Nothing else. There's no other carvings. There's, the thing is not covered with carvings. It just says Megan. I took a picture. I'll post it. And I was like, Tim, look. And then I immediately texted it to you and to Avery. I'm like, Megan has sent us. She's RSVP.
That's so great.
Yeah. I was very excited. So then I have checked on her. She's still in the Cuba area, but I pushed a little button on the app that I didn't know was there that I hadn't pushed before. And it had like more detailed little facts about Megan. So I thought I'd tell you just a little.
Oh, good.
A little, now that she sent us her message, her RSVP. Yes. So like if you click on this little get more details, it said the distance since the last location that it registered her. So it tells you how far she's gone since then. 8 miles.
That girl had swimming.
She went 8 miles since the last time she checked in. And then her cumulative distance since she was released was 1,974.7 miles.
Look at that girl swim.
Can you believe her swimming like that?
Megan. Such a short time, yeah.
And then her average speed since the last location is 0.33 miles per hour.
She kind of slow.
Well, can you swim that fast?
Come on, Megan. I might.
In the water? I don't know. Is that bad? I don't even know. Yeah, it's
come on, Megan. We can do better.
Megan, it's a big trip up to Florida. You gotta start going. You
start now.
So then it just said a little blurb. It said that Megan is an adult female green sea turtle. And she was released with a satellite transmitter from Tortuguero National Park in Costa Rica. I think I said Puerto Rico at the very first day, but then when I looked, it was Costa Rica, which is across the... she measures 105.7 centimeters on the curve of her shell, of her carapace, which is about 3.5 feet.
So are we going to know when she lays eggs?
No, I guess if we see her like up on a beach, that's what she'd be
that's
doing.
That's what she'd be doing.
She's not going to. Yeah. And they go back to the beach where they were born.
Right. Yeah.
So.
But if she was raised in captivity.
Yeah. It says she was released in Costa Rica. So I don't know if she's going
to
go back there.
Well, if she heads back to Costa Rica, I would think that she would have some sort of inner or something to send her back to Costa Rica to.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But we want her to come to Florida.
I know.
There were two little nests marked off on the beach. Okay. You know, they mark them off so you don't get them. But yeah. I know. But anyway, so that was the update. So Megan has left a message. She's RSVP'd for the wedding. She's excited. Okay.
All right.
That's all I got. the other fun, really fun thing we got to do. I mean, we did all kinds of fun stuff. We went down to Palm Beach and because they're just a couple minutes away from there and. Mm-hmm. And we walked around and we went to the Breakers Hotel and wandered around in the lobby and just, you know, pretended like we were fancy. And drove by Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh my goodness. And I don't know, you know, if anyone was home or what, but did that and then just kind of walked on the little inlet area and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
But we got to go to a Cardinal spring training game down in Jupiter.
Oh, fun.
That's where, which was fun. Yeah, there was tickets and they were playing Houston. Unfortunately.
Did you see Stubby?
I did. In fact, Tim sent you, he was supposed to send you a picture of Stubby. Did he not?
No.
Golly. I yelled at him in the game. I'm like, take a picture. Cause Stubby, you could see the back of his little shirt. And I said, take a picture and send that to Joni.
You should come down and talk to him.
He didn't send that to you? I probably should have, actually, because spring training is a little more chill. Yeah. But I didn't. So we got tickets. So Thatcher, Jess, and Tim and I went to the game, which was really fun because it's a little stadium and it's really chill and easy. And guess who we saw?
Who?
Melly.
Oh, you did.
We did. Melanie was there.
I miss Melanie.
I know. See, and I'd seen her at church just the week before because we miss each other all the time. Okay. But I had seen her.
Okay.
But anyway, Tim had looked on Instagram, and she had posted something about
being
the Cardinals
there.
Spring. Yeah. So he was like, So he reached out, and sure enough, she and her son were at the game the next day. They'd just come down for a little. Mother-son, little spring training. So it was really fun. So we kind of met up there for a minute and visited. And I'm telling you what, Jupiter, this time of year, we're just calling it St. Louis South.
Okay.
I kid you not. At the wedding venue, when we were there the first day, there was a group of people that rented the pavilion. And they were all they'd taken a bus from up here in St. Louis. They were all Cardinals fans.
Yeah.
There were Cardinals people everywhere.
That's
like
awesome.
Restaurants everywhere, Cardinals shirt.
Yeah.
When we were going into the Twisted Tuna, though, this guy held the door open for me, and I looked at him, and he had a Mets hat on, and I was like, well, hi, and I was like, well, he said something about spring training, and I said, oh, okay, well, I said, well, we're Cardinals fans, but let me shake your hand. I don't think I've ever shook the hand of a Mets fan. So we shook hands. There was I did actually. Went to the restroom, but there was world peace for a minute.
Okay.
You know, because the Mets are pond scum. But anyway. But that was super fun. That was fun to go to that game. Good. It was fun to run into like friends. That's such a St. Louis thing.
It is. Well, I mean,
we're just, you know, you just run into people all the time. So, so it was super, super fun. I don't think I had any other silly stories, but that was really, it was really fun to see her and chat for a minute. So hello, Melanie.
Well, all right. I've had a week.
Yeah.
I've had a week. Let me just say.
Are we on the upward?
We're at spring break. I'm at spring break.
Okay.
So
you made it.
I made it so far. I mean, there are still things that are going to come up last minute, you know, I mean, because you get to the end of the year and everybody wants to have like banquets and parties and awards. And can you do this? Yeah, can you make this? Can you?
Yeah.
But, and this week, you know, we cook for a church for their Wednesday night meal.
Oh.
And this week was a lot because I kind of did it. We had hamburger steaks and garlic roasted potatoes and yeast rolls and fried okra.
Oh, yum. I love fried okra.
But I didn't want to do stuff too early. A lot of stuff, like when we do pastas and casseroles and all, we can make it all during school. Okay. And then I can heat it up for the church event. Well, this, I didn't want the hamburger steaks to dry out. I didn't want.
And you can't do okra head.
You know, no. Yeah. So we got the potatoes all, you know, chopped up and olive oil and, you know, that was all made. That was fine. So that all I had to do was put that in the oven. Mm-hmm. But then, and I thought, okay, I can do this. Well, thank God I had three students. And I'm just going to tell you that Noah and James and Kaylee saved my life.
Okay.
Because hey, they said, shout out to
Noah. And who else?
James and Kaylee.
Shout out.
Yes.
Good job.
They saved my life. They came and helped me.
Good.
And, poor old Noah sat there and I don't bread my okra.
Mm-hmm.
I roll it in cornmeal and flour and fry it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but he did that and he fried probably 25 pounds of okra.
Oh my word.
And
that's a James, lot of okra.
James and I did half the burgers, half the hamburger steaks on the griddle and half of them on the outside grill.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was helping me with that. I mean, we were flying by the seat of our pants.
Oh,
and then
goodness.
Kaylee came and helped load everything up and deliver. And it was,
what a process.
Crazy.
Yeah. My word. That is crazy.
So we did all that, but then, I've been really stressed out. So I'm going to tell you this post that I did on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There was one night that I just could not sleep. I'm frustrated with some things going on in our program and people not have a vision for it. And I want what's best for that, you know, for my culinary program and some other people who are not catching that vision. And they just kind of want to take an easy route. And I had to recertify and I don't know why, you know, I have bad test anxiety.
Yeah,
so I had to recertify for my serve safe managers test. Well, I was wigged out over that. I don't know why I made a 97 on it. I missed two. Why did I miss two?
Oh,
you know, I mean, it's just
Joni, I don't know. I think that sounds really good.
it is one of the most difficult tests I've ever taken. I will tell you that.
Well, you did great.
And
but you're stressing about it. Yeah.
But I'm stressing. Then I've got kids. Students going through issues and I worried about that. And I tossed and turned. And then finally at 3:30, you know, I've got that sleep mask with the Bluetooth thing. And so I put on a Chuck Swindoll podcast and I started listening to it. Well, I mean, one of his, it was on when Jesus is talking to the disciples and he says, who do you say that I am? And Simon, who, you know, later is Peter, says, who becomes Peter, says, well, you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. Well, that's as far as I got. I mean, the podcast kept going, but my mind, that question kept rattling around in my head. Who do you say? Who do you, Joni, say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, my answer is, you know, you're the Christ. You're the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And then I kept to go, you're the Prince of Peace. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You mm-hmm. are the, you know, and I just kept going through the names. And then it was just like God said, then why are you laying here worrying about any of this? Ding. I was like, yeah. You know, I mean, it's such a simple question. And even goes back to, you know, your childhood themes of he's got the whole world in his hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, just those foundational things. He's the guy. There's no need for me. So I post this on Facebook. It's such a simple concept, but it was such a revelation for me.
I know. Isn't that funny?
You know,
you're like,
who
oh,
do you say yeah. that I am?
Yeah.
So I post this. And I say what I just said to you about, mm-hmm. you know, burning candle at both ends, blah, 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 just to kind of give context of here's where I am.
Right, right. What brought it all about?
Don't you know, I had people messaging me, offering me pills.
Oh, you should have said yes.
Stretches and supplements. And oh, like, wait, guys, the point of this is.
Oh, they just were concerned about you, though. I mean, they wanted you to feel better.
And I appreciated the concern, but I was like.
Did you get the point?
This is not a woe is me post.
Right.
This is a, he's who he is.
Right. That's hilarious.
It was hilarious. So,
oh my gosh. It was like, we got to fix that.
Yeah.
Isn't that the way we go though? Like, oh, fix it. We got to, you know, get out of that feeling, get out of that moment. Well, we want out of it so fast, but you know, there's stuff in those times for us.
And why? How long have I been a Christian? I mean, how long have I honestly lived mm-hmm. this, that here I am 53 years old and Jesus is having to come to me and say, wait, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like,
but
well,
that's the thing. That's the thing, as we, you know, as believers, and it talks about the word of God is living and active. It continues.
Yeah.
You can read the same thing.
Yeah.
The same stories and you can stay that way. You know, I mean, there's
I'll even make a note in my Bible, mm-hmm. you know, about something that, this verse, you know, I'll just put a little asterisk mm-hmm. and I'll go back and read that same verse. And I look at that asterisk and I think, oh, I remember that. And then I think, how did I get that from that?
Yeah. What was going on in my life now that I got that? Yeah. Isn't that something?
So,
that's interesting. Well, you sharing that makes me think too, like, in that context of how you're saying, you know, God said, asked the disciples and God was asking you in a way, who do you say I am? It's almost like this is a different context and not how the Bible says it, but it makes me think of too, when we are struggling with things and insecurities and hardships, that's a question we can ask back to God.
Yeah.
Who do you say I am, God? You know, what other people say, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about our situation, you know, when you feel all those things, that's also a question that is kind of reversed to focus and go, not to focus on ourselves, but to remember.
It's all about you, Holly.
It's all about me. all about me. But, you know, like to say, who does he say I am?
Yeah.
You know,
and
when we want our,
right,
we want our identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our identity comes from him. It doesn't come from all these other things. So I think that's kind of an interesting.
Yeah.
Those are both good questions. But yeah, you're right. Those things come to light and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I love that.
But it was just funny. I just found it humorous when people started offering me like pills. And I was okay.
You're
wait.
I just had an encounter with the Lord. I'm trying to share.
Well, and I'm like, this is not anything that people don't go through. I mean, I'm like, you all go through this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't we all have moments of
worry
and moments of anxiousness and, you know, whatever.
I guess they just don't know, like, is it a moment or was it
a
whole thing?
I think maybe sometimes people read like the first three lines of a post and that's it.
Oh, I don't know, that could be.
Who knows?
Oh, that could be.
So spring break 2023.
Okay.
Day one.
Yes.
9 a.m.
Yes.
Baking cocoa falls out of cabinet, explodes all over my kitchen.
Day one. We had a cocoa explosion.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck?
It's
all
everywhere.
On its own? What do you mean?
Well, it's my own fault.
Okay. Here's the truth. Here's the real.
Well, because it's neat. You know, you use stuff mm-hmm. and it gets unorganized, and then you go back and you reorganize it. Well, that's been my plan this week. Today was going to be, I'm going to reorganize my baking cabinet.
Okay. Gotcha.
And that was plan number one. That was the first thing on my list to do.
Yeah.
Well, last night there was some baking cocoa, and I just stayed and I thought, ah, oh, I'll just stick it up here because I'm going to redo it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I opened up the cabinet. Boom. It fell out, hit the counter, top comes off.
Oh, explodes. That's the worst. That's the worst to clean up.
It's also, you know, so I sweep up the stuff. Well, now it's all stuck in the broom.
Yeah.
So,
and it sticks. It's like oily kind of. Yes. I don't know how to describe it, but it sticks.
And then I thought I got the counter and the floor and everything cleaned up, you know, and then I like went to make a sandwich at lunch. And when I did, it was on the bread bag and it fell all out. Anyway.
That stuff is hard. It's so fine. It goes everywhere. And then when you take a wet, I'll be real honest with you. Yeah.
I'm like waiting for Willy Wonka to show up and haul me off back to Oompa Loompa land.
You are an Oompa Loompa.
No, I am like one tube short of self-tanner of being an Oompa Loompa.
Get on it, girl.
It's about time for the self-tanning stage.
It is almost time. Good Lord. Oh no, that's the biggest mess. And when even you try to like wipe it with a wet thing, it just smears it. Like it's very hard to clean up.
I have my dustpan rinsing it off in the sink and it's like, yeah.
Grief.
Yeah.
Good grief. When does your pool open? When does that happen?
It's not anywhere near warm enough.
I know that. But
I would like, I haven't said anything to Rom yet. I'd kind of like to have it open by Easter, but you know, those dangly things on the trees.
Oh, they haven't fallen yet. Yeah.
They haven't fallen yet. And okay. I keep watching. They're on the tree, but they haven't fallen off.
Yeah.
But I may not can wait for them to fall because, frankly, I'm tired of looking at the tarp.
I was going to say, that's true. And even if it's kind of too cold, it's pretty to like have it. Yeah.
Well, just open. We could even eat Easter lunch outside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nice, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but then I think about cleaning all that mess up out of the pool, and it's just a mess when those things fall
off. That doesn't sound fun either. So,
I need a pool boy.
You can't. Absolutely. A cabana boy. Hey, tell us about JB's job. You said something.
Well, day one, we are starting. Today is his first day.
Oh, this is his first day, big Monday.
So, they send all of his equipment and all that stuff, and he's got it set up, and he's in training right now.
Nice.
And but he's smiling from ear to ear.
What a relief.
It is.
It's a relief.
It is. And I mean, when they find something that's just right up their alley.
Yep.
I mean, it is. It's great.
Oh man, I'm so glad to hear that. That's exciting.
Yep.
First day, and he gets to do all his little training and. What kind of equipment did they send them? Like, what are they sending them? Just computer stuff or?
Yeah, just computer stuff right now. But they partnered with Gibson Guitar.
Mm.
So he will at some point have to take like a trip to Gibson.
Oh, cool.
Play around on all the guitars.
Oh, that will be a shame. I'm sure he's.
Yes, he's going to hate that.
Well, this is hard. This is so hard.
So he'll get to go play, you know, and all of that. And they have to be familiar with all the equipment. You know, the pedals, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Your son.
That's right. Pedals. Good job.
Yeah. Your son would know more of what I'm talking about. But, you know, so it's good. So he's doing all this marketing. He's got to know about it. Mm-hmm. He's got to know, you know, what he's dealing with. So. Mm-hmm. He's thrilled, and I'm thrilled that he's thrilled.
Yes.
It's just
everybody's thrilled.
Yeah, everybody's thrilled.
That's awesome.
So
that is great. What else we have to chat about? I should have thought of some more like little funny things to like questions to ask you. Let me see. What do I have? Listen, y'all, I didn't get to sleep till it was 2 a.m. Anyway, it was great. That's actually not a bad way to travel, like, because you come home and then you just kind of wind down a little and you go to bed. Like, you know what I mean? You get home from a travel day and it's three well, or because four
you're
or
worn
five.
Out. You know, you're,
and
worn
you're already
out anyway,
worn out, but so. Then you feel like you got to unpack or do laundry, yeah. which I don't. I always yeah. wait till the next day because I'm yeah. like, whatever. But you know yeah. what I mean? You've got the, anyway, so it really wasn't bad. Hudson, bless his heart. So he came to pick us up. He was our personal little Uber. And he had dropped us off early in the morning when we left. And then he came, our flight didn't get in till like 12:15. And then yeah. by the time we got off, and then our luggage took forever. So he's out there, you know, they're so
circling.
Like
yeah.
crazy about, and it's 12:45 at night.
Yeah.
There's nobody, I mean, there's cars, there's people coming out, but it's really yeah. not crowded, you know, and the parking, you know, Nazis at the airport, man, if you sit there for too long, and I understand security,
yeah.
I know that,
I know.
But they're like, really? And so, yeah, I think he kept like circling. And then one time Tim was like, you know, I don't know what he said. We're waiting on our bags, you know, it should be soon. And he was like, all caps, hurry up. She's looking for me. He was like, there was this one lady that was like looking for him again. I'm like, Betty, I'm so sorry. So he had to circle around. And I mean, and
yeah.
we finally
yeah.
got out. That's the most one of the most stressful parts of flying is
it
just the drop off and the pickup.
And
they're
pickup.
Like, they're
yeah.
so irate and everyone's honking at you. And you're just like, you know what, people?
Yeah.
Everybody just need to calm down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting out. We're getting our bags as fast as right. we can get them. And then we're going to go. Tim stops when we left Fort Lauderdale and Jess and Thatch took us. And it was hectic there. We got honked at by a giant bus. And it's like, you're sitting there waiting for a spot to pull over to drop the people. Like there's
right.
nowhere you
yeah.
can, like you're doing what everyone's doing. And there was like this big shuttle bus who was like, not happy that we were there. Waiting in the street. Anyway, so we get parked and stopped and get out and we're grabbing the luggage easily and all that. And I'm giving hugs because I'm ready to boogie, you know, get out of there so that we don't get yelled at. And Thatcher, Tim goes, wait, let's pray. So we were huddled up behind the car. It was so sweet. But I'm like, I'm stressing, thinking like, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's pray. And so we're all huddled up, you know, anyway, which you should be allowed to just say goodbye for 2 seconds.
Yes.
I understand
yeah.
if you're there, like having a conversation but I almost yeah. died. I was like, we can't pray. They're going to get us.
We can't call on the name of
we
the Lord because
of the name
security
of the Lord.
Guard.
And he's praying for their marriage and he's praying for, I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was short, but I was like, oh my gosh.
You know, Ron, when we first married and he would say the blessing at some point, I had to stop him and say, Ron, this is the blessing. Have your quiet time another time.
It's not the pastoral prayer on Sunday morning
not,
where we
yes.
pray for all the branches of government and we pray for all the
I
schools.
Mean, he would. He would just pray and pray. And, you know.
The food's getting cold.
Food's
Everyone's getting sitting there. The kids are starving. I love it. He just thought, well, he loved Jesus. He wanted
he does.
To pray.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that made me think of the Uber situation because, so like I said, Hudson took us and we could have Ubered or whatever, but they made me laugh so hard. We were talking about that with Jess's parents and how he's going to pick us up or whatever. And I was like, yeah, we got talking about Ubers. And I'm like, we can do that. I said, you know, the first time I ever took an Uber, because again, it was a
yeah.
whole new, it's a whole new
yeah.
thing. Like
yeah.
we were raised. I mean,
you don't go in a car with strangers.
Let me call
yeah.
some stranger and let me get in their
yeah.
personal vehicle. It's not
yeah.
even like a registered, I mean, it's registered mm-hmm. with Uber, but let me get in this. Let me tell them where I am and get in this car.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, years ago, I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. And of course, Tim and Thatcher are like, what's no different than a cab? You're getting in the car with a stranger in a cab. And I'm like, I know. And cabs are sometimes even really gross. The Uber cars mm-hmm. are clean. But I'm like, I know, but there just seems like that's more official, whatever.
It's a company and they're responsible to an employer and, you know.
I don't know. It's more, I know it's really probably not a lot different, but it's more like the fact that, I don't know. Anyway, I've gotten used to it. But the first one I went on was when Tim and I were in D.C. And we flew in and we took an Uber to the hotel. And I remember Thatcher was laughing so hard because he's like, yeah, you sent me a picture of the driver. Literally, I'm in the back seat and I take a picture. He turns his head and I'm like, this is Jim and he's our Uber driver. If we die, if you don't hear from us again,
murdered us.
Here he is. I literally took a picture and like sent it to him. He's like,
my gosh. Yeah.
it'll be okay.
Remember how we used to make fun of our parents for different things?
Yes,
and now
I know.
It's us. I know.
I know. I realize that. I know that. And I know that it's fine. Mm-hmm. I know the Uber. I don't know. I don't know what I know. I'm fine with them. With
well,
like
I'm probably
Tim
going to fly down there and rent a car.
Oh, to Florida?
Yes.
Or to where? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. So. Yeah, you can get on the tin can and you can Uber. It'll be great.
I'm renting a car.
Oh, you're
I'm
renting a car. You're not Ubering. Oh, sorry.
Not Ubering. Head.
No, you'll rent a car. Yeah, you'll want to have a car so you guys can run around. So, oh my gosh. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. I don't have a lot else. What's your, do you got a recipe or anything for us? You got recipe and top three today.
I realized today I got in there. I never hit publish on my shepherd's pie.
Oh, okay. We'll just hit it when you get there.
So y'all will get two recipes this week. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
It was a stressful week.
We got so many complaints, Joni. Everyone called in. It was where's our shepherd's pie? We need it now.
Oops. Well, I don't know what kind of recipe I've got. We made some homemade some sweet yeast rolls that everybody at church now wants a recipe for. Mm. And we, let's see. Oh, I made I did the Irish cheesecake. Tonight I'm making a pork tenderloin.
Oh, I always love that.
And sweet potatoes. Good. I had a recipe in mind and now I can't remember what
I was going to do. You don't remember. You didn't write it down.
Why don't we start doing some like Easter recipes?
That's what I was sort of thinking. I'm like, let's give them a couple for that.
What I normally do is I'll have a ham and, I know what I'm going to do, and a pineapple casserole.
Oh.
And people hear pineapple casserole and go, I don't know. I'm here to tell you pineapple casserole makes that ham. It is fantastic.
What the heck is pineapple casserole?
It is, and it's so easy. It's canned pineapple chunks.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, drain your pineapple juice, but keep it. So you put a layer of pineapple down, and then you're going to use your pineapple juice and some flour and some sugar and mix it up and make like a thickener out of it. Mm-hmm. Then you top it with cheddar cheese and Ritz crackers and butter.
Oh my
word. And I mean, it is some slap your mama good stuff.
That sounds really interesting. I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, if you're going to have ham, you have to have pineapple casserole.
Okay. I have not done pineapple casserole. All right.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to put
that
one
unique.
Up.
I think that's unique. I think that would be interesting.
Okay. Yeah. It's 100%. I mean, I'll take my piece of ham and put my pineapple on top of it. It's so good.
There you go. Because that's what we need is more good stuff on top of our good ham.
That's right.
What do you do with your ham? Do you just get like, it's pretty much just a honey ham or what do you
I
do?
Usually
smoked.
I,
what do you
honestly,
do?
I just buy a honey baked ham.
Yeah. It,
because
there's
I
make, no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just make so many casseroles and stuff. Yeah.
And it's always so good. Yeah. We've done both. We've done ham. We don't ever really do a fresh ham. Growing up, every once in a while, mom and dad would cook a fresh ham. But I'm like, that's just, you know, it seems always a little scary. Whereas the honey baked or even an already cooked one that you're just kind of putting a glaze or something on it, you know. Or I do like an herb. At one point we did an herb, kind of an herb sweet glaze on top of it. And had all kind of parsley and stuff on it. And that was really pretty. Yeah. I don't remember what that was, but it was good. No. So
now I have to have a turkey too.
Oh, that's right.
But I just get the turkey breast.
The turkey breast.
I just do.
Just get a big old drumstick and say, there you go.
And I think this year, I mean, you know, Streety died, so she doesn't come. I mean, it's getting smaller right now, so I think I'll just get like a quarter ham and a turkey breast.
Yeah, it kind of gets smaller and easier, and then I think
And then it starts to grow again. Yeah.
And maybe every other or every whatever. Yeah. But, you know, you'll end up having some
but
people.
But then I'll have girls to help me.
Oh, that's right. Won't that be something? I don't know what you're even going to do.
I don't know. Be a little freakish.
You'd be like, what's looking over your shoulder going, what? I love it. Well, what else is going on in Savannah, man? We need some juicy news. We've got no Savannah
news. Well, we're
juicy
just
news.
Kind of, so, oh, what's oh, I do have, so, you know, my little pseudo-nephew, Brandon Perkins, he's on the professional fishing circuit.
Oh, that's right.
And he just won $100,000.
What? Catching fish?
Catching fish.
Hudson,
you know, all the times
get on it.
That okay, I took those boys.
Yeah,
I'd
you
have
took
to
them
take
all
those
the time.
Fishing all yep. the time.
Yes, you
and
did.
And then I'd have to, I could leave my job at lunch and he'd make me run down to Redwood Hut and get a chocolate milkshake
Aww.
Almost every day and bring back to the school for his lunch.
Aww. Aww.
And I did. I told his brother, I said, I darn well better get a milkshake out of this.
Mm-hmm.
But of course,
that's
the
exactly
government
right.
will take, you know, 60,000 of that. Oh. But yeah, yep, catching
still,
fish.
Still, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big, where was it? Where was the tournament?
At Pickwick. This
oh,
one's
it was
at Pickwick.
Right here.
It was just,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
which is, you know, I mean, he knows all the ins and outs of that lake, but, you know, but he goes, so this one was at Pickwick, but he goes to lakes all over America.
Wow.
Yeah, he is on the professional fishing circuit.
So, that's such a funny thing to me.
I know
it exists. It's like anything else, you know, like any other kind of sport or competition, but it's so funny to think that there's people that there's a professional fishing circuit.
Yes.
It just, it's different. Would they do it by weight? Is it all by weight?
All by weight.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
wow.
and then now this, his sister or cousin-in-law told me, cause I hadn't talked to him, he had to take 2 lie detector tests because evidently some people have been putting like weights down
oh,
in the
me
fish.
That. People have been cheating.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My word.
So, yeah.
Here's the thing. I would think that would, I know it. There's a way to check the fish. Can't they just run them through a...
Well, so here's the thing.
They're
going
to have to run them through an X-ray or a metal thing.
Well, you could catch a fish and it already
have
something.
In it.
I mean, because it could have eaten something. You know, it could have, you know, people drop things in the lake. And you didn't actually do that. And so you don't have any knowledge that that's in there. So you could run it through a metal detector. But that doesn't mean that the fisherman put that in
or
there.
Hooks or different things. It could have stuff. Yeah. I know, but I feel like enough to make a difference in the weight would be a consistent amount in a bunch of fish. Like it would be kind of obvious, but 2 lie detector tests, dang.
Yeah. Yeah. They were going to have to take a third one or something, but she said Brandon was so nervous. The guy said, don't worry about it.
Joni,
I would be very nervous taking one.
I would be really nervous.
Getting a false read, you know, I mean, you know.
You know, you're supposed to not agree to take them ever.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No. Nope.
Everyone out here, here's your little PSA for today. Do not take a lie detector test. If you're ever in trouble or something happens and they're like, we just want
to
help. And
you can, if somebody's going to give me $100,000, I'll
no,
do it.
No, I mean, if the police, legal situation,
because
you don't take one because they're not admissible. So it's only good if like, they're only going to use it if you mess up. You know what I mean? Like
And
sometimes your own lawyer will have you take one and that's fine. Like if you get to that point where your lawyer says, let's do it. Cause then it's up to you to release the information. Like, you know what I mean? If it comes out bad, cause you're nervous, you don't have to tell it. You know, whatever. But yeah, I've just heard that from several sources that are in law enforcement and different things. They're just like lawyer. They're like, don't agree to take it because it doesn't really usually work out to your advantage. So that's your little crime tip of the whatever.
Yeah,
you know what else was really fun this week?
On you. What?
Well, Jess's mom, Dana, she also likes true crime and crime stuff. So we laid up on the bed. It was cloudy and kind of really actually cool on Sunday, the day we didn't have to go till late. So we laid up on her bed and watched Dateline, watched a whole little murder show.
Okay.
I know it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be great because when your future in-law family also love, they're private investigators. So they do a lot of cool stuff. So help a lot of people out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. And Thatcher's like, you really need to be this mom. I'm like, I know, but I'm not.
You know, here's what I want. I kind of thought the other day of what I want to do with my life now.
Oh, hey. What'd you come up with? What do you got, Joni?
I need some investors. I want to do like a Christian retreat center.
Oh.
But where people can, you know, some beautiful, very peaceful place, not just for like to hold retreats and things, but, you know, when people go through time, like when you took care of your mom,
mm-hmm.
at the end of that journey, a place where people can go and just breathe a little bit and get
like personal get, little retreats. Like people, yeah, there's places yeah. that have that where you can just go for your own personal little.
Well, and be, but be retreat. Ministered to yeah. as well, you know, mm-hmm. have some little, but, and I'd love to have like, you know, where people can rent it for retreat centers, but
right.
you know, just a place to let down and mm. be ministered to and have some really good meals and not have mm-hmm. to worry
not have to about, go out to a restaurant yeah. or bring your own food
right
and, you know do yeah. all that that's the hassle that you're trying to
yes
if you've been taking care of people you know you've been yeah. doing food and that's a great idea Joni
so that's my I did I just thought and I think because I'm at the point of this end of the stress and I thought you know we people need some place to
mm-hmm.
go because you know a lot of times you try to especially as women we're stressed out. We try to go. We try to get to the beach where we can, but then you got to do all this work.
It's a and lot it's of just work. Vacation's a lot of work.
It's yeah. a lot of work, and you need yep. a vacation after your vacation.
Yep. And, if you've got littles, especially y'all, yeah. it does get it gets yeah. way better. But even so, you're still planning you know, the snacks and the food and the you know.
But you know, being a caregiver, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot. It's
a lot.
Or so, even just. Anyway. Like you said, even just like a stressful time in your life, maybe yes. you change jobs, maybe, you yeah, know, there's all kinds yeah. of things that are stressful. And it is nice to have those places that they're, like I said, I know there's some around that they
or
call
going
them retreat
through,
centers or you know, personal, yeah. you know.
You know, going through a divorce or in the middle yeah. of a court yeah. case or in the middle of, you know, a rebellious child or in the middle where you just need to get away.
Yeah.
You just need a... And you need those times to just, mm-hmm. you know, somebody just to minister to you and
just
to kind
take
of
care of your, right,
you know, dress your wounds mm-hmm. and, you know, mm-hmm. you know, your emotional wounds, your, that kind of thing. So
well, that's a wonderful idea. Well, I think you should do that, Joni.
Well,
there
I mean,
go.
There's this thing, you know, with what? Money.
You just, like you said, you get investor, you'll get, yeah. you get someone to pitch in, someone you know. Who do you know out there that's got like a facility or a piece of property or something? And
I don't know.
You could build a bunch of little cabins, little cute little, you know, individual mm-hmm. little things. And you could have a big, like a lodge one
a
for
lodge.
The people that do events and
yeah.
stuff and
yeah.
your little breakfast. And mm-hmm. oh, that sounds fabulous. Sign me up.
Okay.
I'll come and test it out, make sure it's okay.
You're going to design
will there
it.
Be a, will there be a,
You'll be
oh,
the designer.
I will.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make it happen.
All Sounds right. Good. You ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am. Give them to
okay.
me.
Okay.
Make
it
them
is
good.
My week, right?
It
it's
is
my
your
week.
Week. Yeah.
Okay. The Chosen.
Oh, yeah.
The Chosen. It's on YouTube. It's now on Amazon Prime.
Is this season three?
It's in season three.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Season three.
Nice.
But, and season three is not on Amazon Prime yet, but one and two are.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going through the life of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really good. And I mean, I think it's important to, you know, keep in mind it is a,
yeah.
they take some.
It's a dramatization of
yes,
that. But
yes. And yeah, they take yeah. some, you know, creative freedoms, I mm-hmm. guess. It's not mm-hmm. exactly word for word how it,
right.
you know, they're
right.
not reading the Bible to you. But
right.
it is a pretty good, accurate representation, and it is so good.
Mm.
So The Chosen,
that's great
good
for this
thing.
Time of year. I
yep.
think I'll sit down and watch. I think I'll that would be a really great thing to binge during you know
yep.
these last few weeks leading up to Easter. That sounds really good.
Yep, yep, yep.
I love that. Oh, good.
The other thing I am loving is spring break.
Oh my gosh!
Just telling you, a
I'm
break.
So excited for you. Where you can just be in charge of your time for a little bit. That's
yes.
fantastic.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
What fun and things. What, I know you talked about you, and it is fun to organize and have the time to
yeah.
clean up
yeah.
and organize, but what fun, I'll use well, the word self-care, but that's such a weird word.
Yeah,
like
I don't
nourishing
know
things,
that I really
nourishing.
Have. So to me, just trying to get my home reorganized.
It does make you feel good.
That's a good, because yeah. I'm just so busy and I'm never home and I'm going and going and going. So, and I'm going to get all my Easter stuff out. I'm going to put St. Patrick's Day away and get my Easter stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get my gazebo ready to go.
That'll
and I'm
be
watching
fun.
Baseball, which Mississippi State is presently sucking at. But Tennessee's doing really well in March Madness.
Yeah, they are.
So those are my two teams
They slaughtered.
So
good.
We're now in Sweet 16, and I'm going to do
a
that.
A lot of upset. A lot of brackets got busted this past weekend. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. So, and I think I'm thinking about going down through Mississippi.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You did say you might do that.
I may. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, it's one of these things I'm debating. Do I want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, we've got some thunderstorms coming in, and I love just being, I love sitting on my porch in a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And just so, you know, it's, I don't want to keep going.
Right.
When what
right.
I really just want to do is just lay down.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, what around town can you go do? Yeah. Or what's something that you wanted to do that you just are going
to? Yeah. I may go down to Florence, Alabama, which is, you know, just over the line there, and do some Easter shopping. Just things that I don't have to rush
that
around.
You can just enjoy.
I can just, you know.
Just getting to walk through a Target by yourself with no reason just to meander is.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all we need.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes that'll do.
So,
okay, that was your second thing, right?
Okay. Here's my other one. On Instagram, there is a little boy, and his name is Luke. And his page is called According_2.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, according to Luke.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you, he is the most precious thing that I have ever seen.
Oh.
But he wants to grow up to be a man that baptizes people.
Oh.
And so he's got some videos of where it's time for the baptism. And he baptizes his little stuffed animals.
Oh, no.
And he is, I mean, you can tell he is paying attention in church. You know, I mean, he is, he sings, come to the water.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, it is so cute.
Oh.
But
oh my gosh.
He gets on there. He prays for you. He gives
he's
you
a little evangelist. He's a little preacher.
He is a little evangelist. Yes.
Oh.
And he's catching on. I mean, he's been asked to be on some shows and stuff, and he gets so excited. But yeah, according_to Luke. Yeah.
According to Luke.
I'll post it.
Yeah, I know you will, but I'm going to write it down so that I can.
And I may link, when I link it, I may link that little post of his baptizing his stuffed animals. It's so good. He said his mother says, are you sure Chase wants to be baptized? He said, I've got a lot of toys that want to be baptized, but today on this church day, we're just going to baptize Chase.
Stop it right now.
Does it
I'm
so
dying.
Cute.
I'm dying. He has the whole cadence of like
this
is how
whole-
we
today
if you will come forward
day.
Every head bowed every gosh, I love it
oh it's so great
oh yeah. It's sometime we need to talk about and now this is for another day but we'll if I ever remember right sometimes we need to talk about like all the like I don't know just all those all the Christian not in a bad but like at growing up you know all the services and retreats and the camp like all the classic you know services and things and youth things that would, you know, skits that would be done to scare the hell out of you to make you not want to go to hell and all the crazy stuff that they did to evangelize to us back in the 80s. Yes. It was a lot.
Yeah. It was a lot.
It
was a lot.
So we'll get into that.
that
makes me happy.
But according to Luke.
Okay.
And what was I going to say? Oh, but I loved, my parents would go like to Fin and Feather retreats over in Hardy, Arkansas. I loved those things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Chuck Swindoll spoke at one.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
I loved
big time.
Them. Yeah. I need a retreat.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it.
All
those
right.
are my top three.
Those are great. Those are wonderful. I think I'm going to go put The Chosen on this afternoon. I'm about ready to wind down and
Oh, wait, I do have something to tell you. Here's some Savannah news right here.
Oh, okay.
So a girl that graduated with JB is on The Voice.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, she hasn't been on yet.
Okay, but
so
she's
I'm thinking it's going to be soon, but her name is Katie Beth Farrakis.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Is it a C Katie or a K Katie?
K.
Okay, Katie.
And they call her KB a lot of times.
I'll just put Katie Beth The Voice.
Yeah, and I taught with her mom at Pickwick Southside, and she died when Katie Beth was a freshman in high school.
Oh, no.
And Katie Beth really had to, like, step in and help raise her little sisters. Oh, it was so sad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I got to watch her.
Yeah, she's going to be on The Voice.
Will you know ahead, or how will we know?
Oh, no, we have no idea. Okay. So,
I need to watch that show again. I used to love that show, and I've got – when is it even on?
It's on Monday and Tuesday.
It's on two times a week?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, because that's one of those feel-good, easy show, you know, that I used to really like, and I have not watched it for – many years, so I need to get back into it. Yeah. You're the second person or third person that's said something, alluded to something about The Voice, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't Kelly Clarkson, is she still a judge?
She's on it. She's a judge.
And this is Shelton's last year, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And there are two more, but don't ask me. A guy, he's Australian.
Yeah.
From.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either.
And then there's another guy.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance.
Well, he was on it anyway.
Yes.
I don't know if
he's
was a
on,
guest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I need to watch that again. I need to get into The Voice. Okay.
So.
I'll make that a goal. That's a little low-level goal for you people. Just, you know, Holly's gonna watch The Voice and The Chosen.
Okay. And The Chosen.
I'm excited. All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week. You know, we just kind of were chill this week. This was a good little, you know, hope you all are having a great spring break, or if you're headed out or wherever you are, have a good time, you know? Go do something fun and I don't know. Eat something yummy. Eat. Go find some little goos at Cracker Barrel.
Go eat and watch TV.
Go eat and watch TV.
The epitome of health here.
We know how to party. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
Any blooper to put on here. So what am I going to put on? A behind the scene blooper. Do something funny.
Come to the water. Come to the water.
Woo!
Come get your praise on. Come to the water. Come.